He winds up and 3 skips. All right. A new record. Man, it's hot this morning. Maybe I should swim the next lap instead of running. And again, who knows what kind of crazy alien leeches they have. If this is a game, it's getting boring. All this magic, but no monsters and stuff? And a lot less bazongas and swords than usual. Seriously, where are the monsters and the babes? Bah, 2 skips. What's Catherine doing here? This is my dream game hallucination thing. Shauna, yeah, but Catherine? Try to crack a joke, it's like I stabbed her grandma. Hey, it's a squirrel thing. Hello, little squirrel thing. What's that you say? Catherine's trapped in a well? Leave her. You're ever so cute. You're not gonna go all Jurassic Park on me, are you? Now I'm talking to a squirrel thing. I wonder if I'll remember any of this when I wake up. Maybe this is what all my dreams are like. So real when I'm there, but in the morning, ah. So what do you say, Mr. Fuzzy Lumpkins? Am I in a coma in Mass General? Is the real Shauna there? I know Catherine's not. Oh, sure, she'd visit, but she wouldn't stay.
Mike!
Ah, hell, it's the Dream Police. Yo, Fez!
What in the name of the ancestors are you doing?
Throwing rocks at the water.
I can see that. Why are you out here by yourself?
I'm not, Fezmer. I would like you to meet... Oh, he's gone.
Who is gone?
Mr. Fuzzy Lumpkins, my squirrel thing friend. Must have taken off when I wasn't looking. Squirrely bastard!
Mike, your behavior is very strange.
I was just getting some exercise. I like to go for a run in the mornings. Keep in shape.
What shape?
Buff, cut, fit. You know, strong.
Oh, is this for the football?
Yeah. It's good to stay fit, though. The ladies, you know.
Well, what about them?
You'll understand when you're older. Anyway, got up before you. Went for a run. Found this pond. Lapped it once. I was gonna take another go.
This is not a short run.
Had a lot to think about. I'm going around again. You want to come with?
Oh, very well. The next time you want to leave early, wake me up. I need to train more. Exercise was your word?
Yeah. Train for what?
Natural magic is easier controlled with a healthy body. And the ladies, you know.
Yeah.
Additionally, it is not good to go out alone. The translation spell is still flawed.
Hey, anytime you want to come with. But can you keep up?
I will learn.
Foolish girl, it's time to face the sun.
I don't want to face the sun. Where? Oh, crap.
The sun is up, and you should be too. Your clothes stunk, so I left you some of my own. You're not my size, but they should fit.
Oh, thanks. Breakfast?
There is water and fruit in the kitchen. If you are still hungry, there will be food at Zana's.
We're going to Zana's?
Yes, we are late for work.
So which one of these is the dream? Oh man, I could use some coffee. Last home I'll know, we'll see about that. No one can know everything, even some stupid magic spring. Okay, shoes, where are you? Archon, have you seen my shoes? Oh, never mind. Wait, did she say we were late for work? Archon!
Morning, Zana. Smells like food.
Well, you, Catherine. I see you found the clothes I left for you. They were mine when I was younger. They fit you well.
Thanks. Coffee?
I still do not know what that is, but I brewed some Hollon Tavern. That should help you stay awake. It is in that kettle.
This? Smells like tea. And onions.
Be cautious. It is very hot.
Hot good.
If you would like, yeah. Most drink their hoads with cream and honey.
No thanks, I don't want to dilute it. I need all the awake I can get. Can I help you with anything?
Yes, Chaglandify. Could you churn the butter?
I don't know how. We don't use churns at home.
Then how do you create butter? Here, watch me. First, pour in the cream.
We just buy it at the store. We buy everything at the stores. Butter, bread, vegetables, meat. Usually one big store called a supermarket.
You come from a strange place, Catherine. Then you just turn this handle.
I guess so. That's just the way it is. And how long do I do this?
Until it is done. Usually about half an hour.
What?
Arcana and Fesmer customarily take turns. I do not know where they are yet. I'm probably helping your friends.
When is breakfast?
Oh, whenever you are done churning the butter. Not too fast. You will spoil it. Steady and methodical. If you were hungry, you should have said so earlier. Here, have some fruit.
What are these?
These are Krek, Franti, and Zaruna.
Of course. I'll take Franti. Interesting.
You have to peel it.
Oh.
Here, let me take the turn while you do that.
This is a nice kitchen, Zana. Is this where you make all your pig pies?
Among other things. I hope you three do not mind helping while you are here.
Okay, I guess you are letting me stay here.
Oh, you will be paid, of course. You mentioned that you worked in a kitchen where you come from?
Yep, Antonia's Pizza and Subs, Commonwealth Ave.
Oh, this might be a little different. I started this restaurant as a simple, traditional cooking restaurant. It did reasonably well, until I had an idea. What if we brought the food to people's houses? Since then, business has been very strong.
Oh yeah? That's pretty clever.
Oh, there are some eggs boiling in that pot. Could you take them off the stove and replace them with a pot full of rocoa? Yes, that one.
These are eggs? They're blue and so round.
Of course. What do lizard eggs look like in Boston?
I guess it was my father. He was big on his son being an all-American boy. Good at sports, good with girls, respectful of authority, all right at school. You know, a popular kid. Oh, man.
And this, the end that you played, was that also popular?
Not so much, no. Especially not with him. When I hit my growth spurt, he took his chance, got me into football. I'm not ragging on him. I love football, but it's all Dad talks to me about. I don't think he'll be happy till I'm pro. Maybe not even then.
I understand. Let us walk a moment. I need to breathe. I understand what you were saying about your father. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
My father and older brother used magic, natural magic. Almost everyone knows some, luck charms and the like, but not like them. They were true natural mages. Men in my family have been for generations.
That's illegal, right?
Yes, but that was not always the case. Besides, he had to sustain the tradition. Father taught brother, but never me. Maybe he did not think I could do it. Maybe I was just too young. Brother was 10 years older than me, but... back then, I thought he left me behind because I could not use magic.
Behind? Oh, your father was a riverboat pilot, right?
Correct. He and brother would be gone for weeks at a time, bringing cargo to other cities. When they were home, I watched father and brother in secret. I learned from them as they practiced their natural magic. I thought that maybe if I showed father I could use natural magic, he would bring me with him then. But one day, they never came back.
I'm sorry.
Our house was burned down. Mother and I left. She told me the Legion killed them.
Dude, that sucks. Why?
I do not know, but I will find out, and I will avenge them. I'm ready to run again.
Okay. Something I'm confused about. If your spell didn't really get us here, what did?
I do not know. Maybe if I knew more about what happened to you.
I don't know either. We were standing around, and then there was this chanting, and everything got all weird. Shauna passed out, Catherine and I grabbed her, and then... and here we are.
Chanting?
Yeah, real evil-sounding chanting.
That is strange. Very strange.
And so I guess my parents just wanted a trophy daughter. It's kind of strange, really. A lot of people get pressure from their parents to be somebody and make money. My parents were making me useless. Horse riding and archery might be kind of fun, but what good are they? I mean, it's the 21st century. Well, maybe those are useful here. But still, they were more interested in making me their pretty princess in a tower than finding out what I wanted to do.
Here, too, parents of, what did you call it, old money, often do the same. Remember, though, Catherine, parents do what they do out of love.
Yeah, I guess so. Still, I wanted more out of my life than what they were teaching me. I wanted to be my own woman.
I was the same way. I hungered for so much more than they could give me, so I left home and joined the Seekers. I was sure that was the way for me.
Well, you certainly turned out all right, Sana. I mean, this place is really nice looking.
Chagrandify. But it was a long road, Catherine, and I made plenty of mistakes. Yours will probably be the same.
I'm starting to figure that out.
Is something troubling you, Catherine? Sometimes you must say a thing to be freed of it.
Well, don't tell the others this, but...
Shauna and Archon, you are late.
Apologies, Shishwa.
Prince's sleep was difficult to drag out of bed.
Well, if you had told me we were going to work. Morning, Catherine.
Morning, Shauna. Drink some of that stuff in the kettle. It's like the strongest tea you've ever had.
Oh, caffeine.
Shall I prepare the dough?
No need. Catherine and I have been able to get most of the work done already.
The butter?
Turned.
The vegetables?
As I said, most of the work has been done already. Could you and Shauna scour those pots?
Yes, Yeshua.
This tea is good, Zana. So what are we doing today?
We are cleaning these pots.
Oh, goody.
Well, if you had not overslept... Here, just take one of these sponges.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed.
What is that supposed to
you
mean?
You two, please stop bickering.
Sorry, Yeshua.
Catherine, help me retrieve something from the cold cellar.
Anything that doesn't involve more churning.
Right this way, Catherine.
It's cold down here.
I should hope so. I pay handsomely for it. Here, take this. It is heavy.
Wait, is this meat?
Yes, pig shoulder.
Ew.
We need to thaw it for tonight.
Ew.
Of all the things your parents taught you, they did not teach you much about cooking, did they? You can take that heavy bushel of javerin if touching meat repulses you so much.
I'm sorry, it's just that I spent most of my life as a vegetarian.
But why? People must consume the strength of animals to grow strong.
Sure. It's just, I don't think the way that people grow meat in my country is right. I don't know how I could explain it to you. It's just a choice I made.
In rebellion against your parents?
No, it's because it's not right to... I mean, corporate farms, no... Well, maybe a little.
Once a seeker of truth, always a seeker of truth. Oh, I nearly forgot to ask you something. You mentioned earlier that your parents taught you archery.
Yes, I was pretty good, actually.
Archery is something of a hobby of mine. If you ever feel like practicing, there is a target set up in back. You may use my bow.
I'd like that, thank you.
You are most welcome. Now, if you have conquered your repulsion, please carry the pig shoulder to the kitchen and then help me set the table for breakfast.
Sure. Ugh, cold and wet and dead, ew.
So this is what you do here, clean up?
No, normally in the mornings I help Zana prepare food.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry for being kind of grumpy this morning, too. Mornings are not my best time, especially without coffee.
This coffee you speak of, it is so important.
You have no idea. So, Archon, how did you end up working here?
When I failed to enter university, I was depressed. I became friends with Vesmer just after he accepted a position here. Zana invited me to join as well. It gave me something to do. At least, that is what my parents said.
So what, there's no other school than the university?
There are schools. When I was a child, I learned the basics in a schoolhouse just like everyone, but past the point, there is a limit to how much one can be taught without attending university or becoming a seeker of truth. Most take up the family trade. My family has none, so now I am here.
You know anything about magic, Archon?
I know some. I've seen both Fesmer and Jareth use it often enough to learn a little.
How long do you think it would take someone to master?
Master? Most do not in their whole lives. Why do you ask?
Oh, I... never mind. I think this pot is done. Pass me another.
Quickly, girls. Breakfast is nearly ready.
Oh, breakfast, Musgrub Fester.
Hungry, Shauna.
You would be too if you hadn't eaten for a day and a half.
Perhaps tomorrow it will provide you with incentive to wake up on time.
How was I supposed to know?
I am Remora, Shauna. As enjoyable as I find scouring pots and pans to be, I just do not relish others taking my place.
I understand. I was the supervisor where I used to work, too.
I'm going to help Zana set the table.
Cool, and I'm just going to stand here awkwardly.
Now that everyone is finally here, what is our first order of business?
First order of business? Pass me more of that bread.
Mike, manners.
What? It's really good. And that butter is great.
I would like more bread too. And please pass the correct preserves.
Well, you guys are hungry.
Yes, we had a long run. We were exercising.
You sure you didn't just oversleep?
Funny, Catherine. I'll have you know I try to run at least 4 miles every morning. Not to mention all the push-ups and stuff.
Ooh, ooh. Mike and I were working up to get pumped out.
Eh, close enough.
Mike, stop teaching Fesmer slang.
Why not? He wants to learn, don't you, Fez? Zana, can you pass me some more of those spiky little green fruits? Thank you. Oh, this stuff is really good. Zana, you really know what you're doing in the kitchen.
Talk around you fine, Mike. You should thank the girls as well. They helped while you boys were out playing.
Oh, that is my fault, Zana. I forgot to tell Mike that we were supposed to be working. and we had some things to discuss.
I trust you have not forgotten your debt to me, Mike.
No, sorry. We'll be here on time tomorrow. Fez, could you pass me one of those blue eggs?
Mike, you know those are lizard eggs, right?
Sure, I saw them in a pen out back. You okay, Shauna? You said a whole lot of nothing this morning.
I've got a lot to think about.
If you all do not mind, I would like to get this meeting started.
Finally!
Now, first things first, it is Pionineren. We have our usual large delivery to the fiber mill at midday. Also, we have a new client. Volstropos wants us to deliver 6 large pies to the workers at his windmills at midday. Vesmer, you and Jareth will be bringing these, since the meal is on the way. As you know, since Gomer quit and Shuni was taken by undying, we have been small-numbered. Fortunately, we have several new employees today. Mike, Shona, Catherine, I want to thank you for agreeing to assist us.
You're welcome. Hold on, back up a step. What was that bit you said about the undying?
Speaking of that spell, have you made any progress, Vesmer?
No, not really. But I think I should be able to have a spell to let anyone understand them. A few days, maybe.
No, seriously, what about the undying?
Very good.
Hello?
Until then, we need to hide you three as best we can. You need proper-sounding names. Let me think. Mike, your name is easy. Meek is a somewhat common name.
Oh, hell no! That means weak in my language. Oh,
in ours, it is a person who acts on our feelings. Strong, but impulsive.
Oh.
Catherine, we will simply call you Kaith. It means tranquility.
Kaith sounds kind of like Kath, and I never really liked being called that. I also don't like getting eaten by zombies.
It is foul luck to speak of such things, Kaith. Have some respect.
Oh, sorry.
And Shauna, you shall be Shay.
And what does that mean?
Conflict or warrior. It is a little out of fashion, but it will do. We will also obtain normal clothes for you and say that you are distant relatives visiting for a few weeks.
Well, a few weeks?
Well, we still do not know how to get you home.
I do.
What? Do you now?
Ah, then Dreimer gave you an answer.
You should have said so sooner.
Yeah, I have to do it with a spell called Shift.
Shift? I have not heard of this spell.
Nor I.
I don't know. Dreimer told me I have to learn both forms of magic. I'm not really sure what that means, but I'm willing to do it, whatever it takes. I guess if someone can teach me...
Well, I believe I can do that. I can at least give you some direction. It will take some time, though. This is assuming you can even learn it.
Well, Catherine, looks like we'll be here a while. Might as well get used to eating these blue eggs.
Shut up, Meek.
Ugh, that was a lot of breakfast. Hey, gals, hold up a moment. Time out.
Yeah?
Come on, huddle up.
What's up, Mike?
What's up is that we've been here in this sort of magic fantasy world for 2 whole days, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it as a group. We need a plan.
A plan?
Yeah. Whether this is a dream or some whacked out video game, even if it's real, we need a game plan. Shauna, you said you know how we're getting home? That's a start. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and while you're at it, why didn't you tell us sooner?
I was going to, there just wasn't time.
Well, there's time now. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, it's like I told everybody, I have to learn how to cast some spell called Shift.
Why you? Can't Vesmer do it?
No, it has to be someone who knows the place, so it has to be me.
Makes sense. But why not me? Or Catherine?
I don't know, that's just what Dreimer said.
Go on, Shauna.
Anyways, so I have to cast the spell to send you home, so I guess I have to learn magic now.
Us. You have to send us home.
That's what I said.
But won't that take, you know, a long time?
Probably. I hope not. I just don't think there's another way.
Shauna, are you okay with this?
No, but I don't have much choice in the matter. What are we gonna do? Go on a quest? Where would we even start?
So until then, we're just gonna hang tight and work at the magical bakery? How long is this gonna take?
I thought you were the one who was happy here, Mike. You certainly haven't been taking it very seriously.
And you certainly have been a total jerk to me this whole time. You don't see me complaining.
What did you just say?
Guys, come on.
Anyway, hallucination or no, I don't want to be here too long.
He's got a point, actually. We stick around here for too long and we'll wind up failing out of school for poor attendance.
I hadn't even thought of that. Crap, I could get kicked off the team.
Well, what else are we gonna do?
In stories like this, there's always some reason the characters wind up in another world. Maybe if we beat the final boss or whatever.
This isn't some game, Mike.
No, that's not what I mean.
In his own special way, he's got another point, actually. Maybe there is some reason we wind up here, something we're supposed to do.
Well, yeah, like what? It doesn't even seem like Vesmer knows why we answered his spell. Maybe... No, never mind. I still think the safest bet is just to learn the spell.
The safest bet isn't always the best. We don't even know for certain that you can learn magic, Shauna. No offense.
As much as it pains me to say, he's right again. I say we stick around for a bit, give the magic thing a chance. If that doesn't work, well, that gives us some time to figure out something else.
When are you going to learn, Catherine? I'm always right.
Okay, so I'll do what I can, and if it's not enough, then we can try something else. Now let's get to work.
Sounds like a plan. Break!
So, you all understand how the money works?
It's pretty similar to ours, except these are mostly coins.
Good. Now we will move on to the kitchen. From what Kate said this morning, there was little new for you to learn. But...
Oh,
yes, Meek? Do you have a question?
Yeah. You deliver food, right?
Correct.
Well, how do people place orders? Do they have to come all the way here? Do you have some sort of a magic phone? Magi-phone?
I am not entirely sure what the second part of your question meant, but the first one was a good question. Most customers stop in and have an order set up for delivery later. Those that can afford one use an active item called a Tarapueno Fi. It is this device over here. We use this device to talk to other people far away.
Hey, it is a magic phone.
Shut up, Meek.
Don't call me that.
We have something similar in our world.
Oh, good. That simplifies things. Now, over here are the ovens. We use wood fire rather than an active item because the smoke adds to the flavor. Be sure to...
Shishua. Oh, yeah? I apologize for my interruption. I have finished the task you assigned to me. I would like to begin teaching Shay, the fundamentals of natural magic, if I can.
Of course. Meek and Kate can answer her questions later. The two of you may go.
Thank you, Shishua. Are you ready, Shay?
Not really, but we might as well get started.
Vesmer, please, I need you back here at least an hour before midday. Now, do
you...
I'm not sure
if I can do this, Vesmer.
Well, nothing is certain until it is attempted. Let us go outside. I know a good place to begin.
What a beautiful pond.
Yes, it is away from the town, so it is usually very quiet. This is a perfect place to begin.
Okay, so what do we do first?
First, Shay, I need to ask you something.
Okay.
It is about how you arrived here. Mike told me a little bit about it, but he was not very specific.
Sounds like Mike.
Could you describe what happened? What you felt? What you heard?
Well, we were outside, and it was night. All day I had the strange sensation that somebody was behind me. I kind of felt like I was going to have a breakdown. It just kept getting worse all day. Standing there outside the movie, it felt like eyes were burning into me. I said something about it, and Mike said he felt it too, and then I started hearing something.
Go on, what did you hear?
Well, at first it was just like a faint whisper, the kind of thing you can only hear if it's really quiet. But the weird thing is, in Boston it's never totally quiet, there's always some sound, traffic or people, and I could hear this, but it just sounded far away. At first I told myself it was just the wind, but I could already hear it getting louder and louder.
What was it?
Chanting. I couldn't make out the words. They sounded like your language, Vesmer. I felt dizzy all of a sudden, sick and weak. I felt like I was falling apart. I think I screamed. I know I fell. I've still got the bruise. And the chanting started getting louder and louder, and then I could just hear this one voice over them all. And there was like a flash, a connection. He was so strong, so forceful. It was scary, but so sad. So sad that just thinking about it makes me want to cry, so I couldn't help it.
Help what?
I reached out to him, to comfort him. I couldn't help it. I don't think anyone with a heart could. So, for the briefest moment, then I could see him, this dark, sad man. And then it was like the ground just disappeared and I was falling. I felt so cold, and the chanting and the voice were booming. They were all I could hear. And then I heard some other thing, another voice. I think it was yours, actually. The next thing I knew, I was on the ground in the woods with Mike squeezing me.
Thank you, Shauna. I think I need to talk with Jareth Narcan about this. Do you mind if I do?
No, go ahead.
They both know so much more than I do. This will hopefully help us understand what happened to you.
Thanks, Vesmer. Maybe we can figure out a better way for us to get back.
Maybe. Probably not. But in either case, first, you must learn to feel the Odi around you. Please, sit. Odi is in all things. It flows like great rivers across the world. When you use magic, you take some of that Odi and you shape it to achieve a desired result. A lot of people use the metaphor of a casting iron. First you gather the iron, then you shape a matrix.
Oh, the matrix is a world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What? No, a matrix is like a mold for casting metal. Sometimes I really wonder how badly I miscast that translation spell. Anyway, you heat the iron and pour it into the matrix, break it away, and you have your pot.
Okay, no evil computers.
Well, with both kinds of magic, you must construct this matrix. With natural magic, we construct the matrix within ourselves, using our own body as a furnace for preparing the OD. This is a faster approach, but more physically draining. With ritual magic, the university teaches this way. You carve an array into a physical object that takes the drain for you, but it is a slow and complex process.
I think I understand. So you use natural magic?
Mostly, yes. So, for example, if I want to use a simple spell like push on that rock, first I draw the OD I need. I usually use a mantra to set my focus, Phi-Klol OD. I shape it in my mind. I imagine the hand out of air and construct it out of OD. Push!
Whoa, how'd you...
important part is to focus. You need to be able to draw on OD without really thinking about it. Then it is simply a matter of imagining how a thing can be done and applying your willpower to make it happen.
That's it? So what was that thing you said?
That was my mantra. I use it to draw my focus. For me, when I say that phrase, I can suddenly feel the OD around me and I can use it.
So what's my mantra?
Well, you could use mine. I learned it from my father. But I suspect you should create your own.
Okay, one more question. If you just use your mind, why did you have that book when we first crashed in?
Ah, that was one of Jarrett's book of spells. He has instructions for rituals and the like.
So now I'm getting confused. I thought you didn't use rituals.
Well, how can I explain this? I have learned a little bit of ritual magic as well. Mostly from watching Jarrett and reading his books, when he is not looking. I look at the ritual and I can usually adapt it into something like natural magic. I do not think other people do that. Even my father could only use one form or another. It is just something I made up.
And that's what I'm supposed to learn, something you made up?
I suppose so. Shall we get started? Sit like this, legs crossed and back straight. Be comfortable, but not too comfortable. It is a natural posture. You should feel right when you reach it.
Like this? All right, I think I have it.
Ainwa, now, close your eyes.
What should I be doing? Looking for something?
No, just breathe. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. In, it will come to you. Out. Do not think. In. Be at peace. Out. Just breathe in. Out. In. Out. In.
Hot pie, coming through.
Zana, can you pass me that big knife? Thanks.
We need a whole pig pie, a side of vegetable casserole, and a salad. With legs. Welcome to Zana 7.
Ordered up for Aristok and Gerwin. Aren't Fesmer and Jarrett supposed to be showing up soon?
One can hope. Meek, could you check on the pies in that oven?
Only if you stop calling me that. Looks good. I'd give it a few more minutes, though. How's it going, Catherine?
I guess working in a kitchen is pretty much the same wherever you are, but compared to the rest of San Antonio, this is nothing.
Have you still not tried that pig pie?
No way. I'm still not ready for that.
I'm telling you, it's really good. It's like pot pie with pork instead of chicken and other stuff.
I'll pass.
Less talking and more cooking.
Kate, I said salad with legs.
Meaning to go, right?
Meaning legs. I will take care of it. Please make a sausage in a bun, extra Schwerin.
Which is that? The green bitter things or the spicy root thing?
The smelly oniony thing.
Hello, everyone.
How's Jana?
She's meditating. I think we made progress. Meek, could you assist me with something in the cold cellar?
Order up for Fustigar! Okay, it's not too busy.
Do not be away long. There are still deliveries to make.
Yes, Shishwa.
2 bowls of soup, extra bread, 2 chilled hojin. And Jareth is here.
Oh, pardon my lateness. Targanone asked me to assess more papers. He sends his regards, Zana. Oh, hello, Catherine.
Hello, Jareth. Order up.
Up where?
Not important. Of course I have it. How are you, Jared?
Slice of pig pie for Kylos.
Well, it is good to see you. Helping. May I assist you with that?
Thank you.
Zana, would you watch the counter for a moment? I require some air.
Certainly.
Where are your friends?
Oh, Mike and Fesmer left just before you came in. Shauna's off learning magic.
What?
Fesmer is teaching her to use magic so she can get us home.
Fesmer, that little... I cannot believe... No, of course he would. He never thinks. I cannot allow this.
But...
Jared, calm yourself. And 2 sausages in a bun, please.
I cannot calm down. I am a task mage, and I cannot abide this any longer. Fesmer has gone too far this time.
But he's helping us find a way home.
The power of OD is not something to be used carelessly, Catherine. Students at university train for years to use that power in safe control. Old ways, and this is training that Fesmer has never received. His magic is dangerous. He should not be using it at all, let alone teaching others how.
Fesmer's magic saved us from those legionnaires when we were here. You seemed okay with that, and what about his translate spell?
Please, you too.
Sometimes, in emergency situations, people must do or allow things they would not otherwise. Now is hardly an emergency situation.
So what, you just leave us stuck here?
We will find another way. I do not know what gave Fesmer this insane idea in the first place, but I will not spend any longer discussing it. This ends now.
Wow, it's really nice out.
Oh, we have been blessed with good weather lately. Would you close the cellar door? You'll let the cold out.
Oh, yeah. So, how's this thing work? It kind of looks like a football.
Oh, there is a magical charge stored in it. When it hits, the charge is released, stunning the target.
Sweet! Spell bomb! Where'd you guys get these things?
When I was a child, I found them with my father's belongings. They're not exactly legal, but some people have them for self-defense. I took a box of them before Mother and I fled, just in case. I have kept them in Zana's coal cellar for a long time, for the same reason.
Why? What could happen?
Anything, I suppose. Robbers, legionnaires.
What's the deal with these legion guys, anyway? People talk about them like an army. They seem more like hoods to me.
A long time ago, they were a great and terrible army. But now they content themselves with extortion and crime. They are scum. That is all. I would rather not talk about them anymore.
Sorry about that.
This one is inactive. Do you want to practice throwing it?
Sure, go along!
Where?
Run!
Oh.
What are you boys doing?
Soup, Doug.
You had better practice caution, Fesmer. Jareth is coming and he does not look happy.
Fesmer!
And here he is.
Where is Shauna?
Jareth, just listen.
No. I cannot look the other way anymore, Fesmer. I have avoided reporting you in the past due to our friendship, but I cannot abide you teaching an innocent girl, strange as she may be, to use savage magic. It is chaotic and inherently dangerous, and we do not know what will happen to it in her hands. She did not grow up learning all those little things we do. She is not constrained by our common sense. In her ignorance, how can she hope to contain her power? Ah, think for once.
Ignorance? Hey, Shauna's not a danger to anyone, pal.
Jareth, it sounds like this may be the only way those three can go home. And off of our backs.
Ah, you are just as bad, Arkhan. You should not be performing any magic yet you help Fesmer with his summoning. Do not think I fail to see you goading him, encouraging him to transgress the law time and time again. You two put all of us at risk. Have you thought of that? I would be dismissed from the university in a second, and likely imprisoned as well. Zana would lose her shop, and you two, you would be lucky if they hanged you.
Hey, lay off him, man. Fez and Shauna are trying to get us home.
What makes you think that all this foolishness will get you home?
It's what Drainmer told her. She has to learn both types of magics, so now she is. You want to fight?
What? The ancestor said that? No, surely there is some other way.
Yeah, like what?
It was rash of you to start doing this on your own, Fesmer. You could have at least given me a chance to do some research. A chance to interpret the ancestor's words properly.
Yeah, it sounds like they're pretty clear about this.
Anyway, who's going to catch us? What does it matter? This could be their only chance, Jareth.
I should be used to my warnings whistling through your ears like wind. If you insist on continuing this farce, do not expect any help from me when it all explodes in your hands. Mike, what is that you are holding?
Nothing.
Is that a weapon? By the ancestors, you must be trying to drive me insane! You two are going to hurt someone, and it will probably be yourselves.
Hey, guys, we could use a little help in here.
I am going inside to prepare our deliveries. We will speak more on this later.
Well, my day just improved.
Is he always like that? Bet he's a real hoot and a half at parties.
That is enough, you two. He is right. If we are all out here, Kate and Zana are in there alone. We should get back to work. Anyway, I am tired of playing teacher for today.
Oh, this is going nowhere. Maybe a more direct, let's see, a rock. Well, here goes nothing at all. Fi Thol Udi! No, wait, that wasn't it. Fi Quol Udi! Oh, right. Fi Quol Udi, push! Shove! Move! Come on, just work! Fi Quol Udi, push! Work, stupid magic, push! Whoa.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 3, Stupid Magic, was written by Brandon Crose and John Tanzer. Produced by Becky Davis. Starring Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Brad Smith as Jareth, Becky Davis as Shauna, Christina Milatovich as Zana, and Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer. Additional voices were provided by the cast and crew of Second Shift. Audio podcast was edited by Andrew Schwartz. Original score composed by Jason Hall. The executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006, Blue Sky Red Design. Because damn, we are so pretty.